Your Rockets and Titans Sports Station. Power 93.3 WXLN and WXLNradio.com.
14-7 is our score here tonight at Robert Doyle Stadium. Sean Krentz is here alongside Tom Doyle as Shelby County leads North Bullitt as we begin to play here in the second quarter. We flip sides of the field. North Bullitt now moving from right to left in front of us. Here is the ball spotted at the 39-yard line, first and 10. Brown keeps the handoff. A big hit on Allen after the quarterback pulled the ball back. He's brought down for a loss on the play. That's Brown, the quarterback, brought down. That's a 2-yard loss back to the 40. Oh, that's a 3-yard loss back to the 42 on first down. And we've got a whistle blown here. Looks like an injured Rocket going to come off the field. It's Ryan Johns. Runs off on his own power. We'll keep an eye on his status here through the second quarter. The clock running here on second down and 13 from the Shelby County 42.
Looks like a little stinger.
Three wideouts trot out to the far sideline. Brown clapping for the ball. Here's the snap. Going to pass. Fakes once. Now rushed out of the pocket and brought down in the backfield for a sack. Shelby County was able to flush Brown out of the pocket. He's brought down at the 46-yard line. I think Clayton O'Donohue was one of the two, maybe three Rockets who were able to corral Brown down to the ground. And it's third down and 17 now here with 10:47 left to go in the second quarter.
Last play, the Rockets just brought the house at him. Knew they must have had him in a passing situation and went after the quarterback.
Got two wideouts here to the near side, one to the far side. Here's the snap. Drops back to pass. This is Brown looking for Johnson. This is a catch on the near sideline. Makes one man miss, gets across the 30 and down inside the 25-yard line. And so his second effort, able to help pick up the first down for North Bullitt.
That was a heck of a second effort. Picked up 7 yards after the initial hit. Stopped from going out of bounds and then drug two guys with him.
Spotted at the 24-yard line, and so North Bullitt began their drive in the first quarter back at their own 20, now sitting in Shelby County territory. First and 10 at the 24 with 10:16 left to go in the second. Three wideouts to the far side, one to the near. Brown hands it off up the middle, and a big run is a big hole there for the running back, number 34, Allen. 12-yard run inside the 15-yard line, and another first down for North Bullitt. And, Tom, Shelby County's defense looks a little gassed right now.
They do. You know, anytime you have a team third and long like that and give up a first down, it just absolutely sucks the air out of you.
14-7, Shelby County on top. North Bullitt breaks the huddle. They'll send two wide receivers to the near side, one to the far side. Brown has a man in the backfield. He'll send Johnson in motion. He'll fake it and keep it go up the middle on a keeper. Make it to about the 11-yard line before being tackled by the Rockets' Clayton O'Donohue.
You know, the Rockets are doing a good job on stopping the run. It's these quick hitter passes that are really where we're giving up all the yardage at.
Rockets haven't really faced a passing type offense or a passing attack, if you will, so far this year. Most everyone they've opposed has been a run first option type of a ball club. Tonight, North Bullitt slinging it around a little bit. Second and 9 from the 11. Here's the snap. Brown going to keep it again after faking a handoff. Gets close to the 10, maybe got a yard. That'll bring up third down and long inside a 15-yard line. It's about the 10-yard line for North. And another big third down here for the Rockets, leading 14-7.
Yeah, the Rockets pretty much. North Bullitt's in four-down territory. So we've got to have two good defensive plays right here.
8:15 is the time left here in the second quarter as the Eagles come out of the huddle. Two running backs with Brown in the backfield. Going to pass. And before being wrapped up in the backfield by the Rockets, number 57, Jordan Nava on the sack. Big play as Nava came in from the defensive end position, unblocked. And Brown, who was going to throw the ball, he had three wideouts on the far sideline into the end zone. Didn't have time to
give them a look. Nava was there in a hurry and brought them down to the 15. And it looks like here on fourth down, they're going to bring the field goal unit out. They're right in the middle of the field.
About a 32-yard field goal.
Tyler Commissaire does have the wind at his back. Going to try the 32-yarder. Here's a snap. It's good. Kick is up. A low one. But it's good. Wow.
That's 4 points.
Woo.
That have looked ugly, but it is 4 points.
His extra point attempt after the first touchdown nipped the upright and slid in. This one was a line drive from 32 yards. And now the score sits at 14-10 with 7:12 left to go in the first half. Rockets on top, and we'll get the ball back. You're listening to Rocket Football tonight on Power 93.3.
Hi, I'm Alice Creakey, owner of Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. We are proud to be the leader in physical therapy and orthopedic rehab in Shelby County and the surrounding areas for the last 13 years. Whether you have had a sports injury or are suffering from low back pain, neck pain, muscle or joint pain, arthritis, tendonitis, preparing for surgery, or recovering from surgery, Max Performance is the choice for you. Come experience the Max Performance difference and let our team of highly trained and caring professionals help you eliminate your pain, restore your function, and return to the activities that you enjoy. Max Performance provides a friendly and encouraging environment and specializes in creating individualized treatment plans that are specifically designed for each patient based on their needs and desired goals of treatment. Be one of the hundreds of people each month who experience our unique approach to physical therapy and let us make a positive difference in your life. So no matter what your game, don't get sidelined by pain this season. Let Max Performance take care of all of your physical therapy and sports medicine needs. Let us help you get back to life, to work, to play. Max Performance is proud to be the choice of the Martha Lane Collins Titans and the Shelby County Rockets for sports medicine services. We excel in our field so you can excel on yours. Call today to schedule your appointment. 647-0133.
Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab underwrites WXLN Radio.
On the return for Shelby County at the, well, it's called the 17-yard line, able to get it out across the 20 to the 23. And with the Rockets leading by four here in the second half, the offense comes back onto the field after the defense held North Bullitt to a 32-yard field goal attempt that was good from the kicker, number four, Tyler Commissaire.
Nice. It looks like points are very important. Anytime you can get something on the board, you need to get it.
Two wideouts come to the near side for Tyler Drain, who stands in the short shotgun formation. Here's Drain going to come to the near side on a keeper.
Got a nice block on the outside.
He'll get across the 30-yard line. Gain of about seven on the play. They may give him actually a little more than the 30. They're going to get him out to about the 31-yard line. And a gain of eight on the play. It'll be second and two. We've got an injured player down here on the near sideline. I believe it's going to be a North Bullitt defender.
Number four.
Commissaire, their kicker. Both teams going to walk to their sideline as they'll tend to the injured player on the field. We'll step away for a short break. It's 14-10. You're listening to Rocket Football tonight on 93.3.
I'm John Shannon, and you've probably heard of the saying, life goes on. But with the recent death of my father, I know that is easier said than done. We at Shannon Funeral Service also know that when death comes to your loved one, it might be hard to imagine how life could go on. So we serve by focusing not just on respecting that life, but to do everything possible to help that family move from point A to point B. Meaning that from the first phone call that a precious life is gone, we strive to facilitate a ceremony that promotes healing to that family and honor to the deceased. We help counsel a family about burial and varied cremation options, and we are there to help guide a family with certain legal requirements, present items to consider beyond the funeral, and we even provide a shoulder on which to cry from point A to point B, because life does go on. If we can help you with that, call 633-1266 or check out our website at www.shannonfunerhome.com.
Your Rockets and Titans Sports Station. Power 93.3 WXLN and WXLNradio.com.
This player is Tyler Commissaire, the kicker for North Bullitt. He's slow to get up, but walks off the field under his own power. Tyler Drain's run was good for 8 yards to the 31-yard line, so second and two awaits for Shelby County here. 6:59 to play in the first half.
The Rockets on top, 14-10. Drain in the shotgun, sends Stone in motion. They'll sweep it out to him. They'll pitch it back on the reverse. This is going to be Keyshawn Catlett, who gets a block. He's at the 35, back to midfield, up to the 40. And he'll have the first down. And a nice run there on the reverse. Gets it out to the 42-yard line, and it'll be first and 10, Shelby County.
Excellent downfield blocking by Caleb Moorhead. Right there, and even Tyler Drain peeling back and just getting an itty-bitty shoulder up against somebody.
Ball is spotted now at the 41. Moorhead lines up in behind Drain, first and 10. William Davis goes in motion, the freshman, as they hand it off to Moorhead up the middle. He'll be stopped for no gain. 6:23 in the clock running here in the second quarter of play. Shelby County leading North Bullitt 14-10.
Brandon Davis getting a little break, getting some water. Like you said, that defense was really out there a long time last series.
Shelby County breaks the huddle. Keyshawn Catlett and Davis on the near side. That's William Davis. Keon Stone on the far side. William Davis goes in motion. They'll pitch it to him on the far sideline as he catches upfield. And a shoestring tackle made by North Bullitt. Davis run good for 3 yards up to the 44. And that'll bring up third down and about 7. Neither team has been in much of a hurry tonight. Both teams like to go back to the huddle, call their plays from the offensive side of the ball. Drain comes out of the huddle. In the shotgun, Keon Stone comes in motion near side. They pitch it to him. He's got some room and a block from Catlett here on the near sideline. It cuts back to the middle across midfield as it gets close now to the 45 before being brought down. And that run good for a first down for the Rockets.
You know, Keyshawn Catlett missed that block the first time, but I'm going to tell you what. He came back and got him the second time, was able to spring that run for a first down.
So Shelby County going William Davis and Keon Stone lining up in the slot. Moorhead still lining up behind Drain. Here's William Davis in motion and a flag thrown before the snap. This one going to be an infraction against the defense. Offsides. And a 5-yard penalty takes the ball from the 46 of North Bullitt down to the 41. So Coach Shipley and Coach Edwards here on the sideline taking advantage of their drive right now. They've got the defense on the run a little bit. Mental mistake there from an interior lineman. It's first and 5. Here's Drain on the keeper around the left side. He gets a block, and now he springs out to the outside. He's inside the 20, sprinting inside the 10. Cuts back, makes a man miss for being brought down inside the 5. A big run. No flags on the field here as Tyler Drain pulled the fake handoff from Moorhead and turns it into a long gain inside the 5. They'll mark him down at the 3-yard line, so a 38-yard run for the quarterback.
Now, Tyler really turned the Jets on right there, made a couple people miss. Got upended right at the goal line, almost got in.
4:24 left in the first half, and the Rockets have first and goal from the 3. On the far hash mark, they'll send Stone in motion. Drain going to keep it again around the left side, and he trots into the end zone untouched for a touchdown. Tyler Drain continues to run the football well at the quarterback position for Shelby County as they push their lead now out to 20-10 as Edwards comes on for the extra point. But not seen a lot of action through the air tonight, Tom. The running game's just fine.
The running game is firing on all cylinders right now. I mean, we had one little burp down there. The other 3 possessions, we've scored.
Snap is good. Kick is low. Flag on the play here. The kick is good. And they're going to whistle this dead here for a moment, but go ahead.
That was a late flag coming in.
Yeah, going to have a chop block, it looks like. Is that right?
That's right.
On a field goal attempt. That's unusual. That's a penalty that will be enforced on the kickoff. Kick was up and good.
So it's 21-10. We were waiting for the official confirmation there that the extra point was good, but it is. It's 21-10 with 4:12 left to go. Shelby County on top here late in the first half. We'll step away. You're listening to Rocket Football tonight on WXLN Radio.
It's hot in here.
It's your kicking chicken sandwich meal. It really brings the heat. Is it hot enough?
Smoldering. I'm April.
I'm July.
Set your world on fire? Maybe. Indescribably good? Definitely. The Kickin' Chicken Sandwich Meal. Chicken fingers on Texas toast drizzled with tongue torch sauce and ranch. Served with crinkle fries and a small beverage. Only at Zaxby's.
Zaxby's of Shelbyville underwrites WXLN programming.
Paul Taylor Funeral Home Shelbyville and Taylorsville is proud to support Rockets and Titan Sports. Steve Collins and his staff know that our children are our future and believe in our local sports programs and supporting our local community. It's important for all of us to take pride in our school system and support our students in any way we can. Good luck to all of our sports programs this year. Paul Taylor Funeral Home underwrites WXLN programming.
Shift into savings now at your local Kubota dealer, Jacoby Sales in Shelbyville. Our Z700 series combines strength and stability with powerful transmissions, terrain-hugging wide-stance rear tires, and a low center of gravity. The Z700 series will help you get the job done right every time. Now, during our Shift into Savings sales event, get zero down at 0% financing for 4 years. Now through September 30th, 2016. Call toll-free 800-794-4992 for details about costs and terms. Your local Kubota dealer in Shelbyville is Jacoby Sales. Jacoby Sales underwrites WXLN programming.
Back at Robert Doyle Stadium here tonight where the Rockets lead North Bullitt. And what we've got going on here, folks, is some confusion among the officials. But what we assumed was going to be a penalty issued on the kickoff now has turned into a penalty on an extra point try, which backs the kicker, Josh Edwards, back to the 25-yard line for an extra point. He's definitely got the leg.
35-yard extra point.
This kick is up, and no good. So, essentially, North Bullitt and the coaching staff there, after figuring out they had a choice to issue the penalty on the kickoff or the extra point, went back, and the officials allowed it. A 15-yard penalty to the 25-yard line, and at least that's where the kick was from, and Edwards missed it.
He did, and it's Coach Shipley's turn to discuss things with the officials.
And that's exactly what he's doing now as he walks near midfield with the side judge. So the score now 20-10. We're mistaken after all the confusion here while we went to break. We were lined up for a kickoff, and they made us come all the way back for an extra point. 20-10, 4:12 to play in the first half. Shelby County with a two-possession lead, and so now Edwards will kick from the 40. He approaches the ball. High end-over-end kick, and this one has no chance of staying in the field of play. That's a touchback.
That one was about 7 yards deep there. I think that missed 35-yard extra point got to him a little bit.
So North Bullitt will trot out, trailing by 10.
You know, Sean, back on that play, that's the first time I've ever seen a chop block on an extra point called.
We've seen one call below the waist in our broadcast this year, and that was at Garrett County, and it was against us on the road. So not a call you see all the time. Here's a handoff around the right side. North Bullitt moving from right to left across the dial. They started at their own 20-yard line, and Christian Floyd getting his, I'm pretty sure that's his first carry of the game tonight. There's number 15 for the green and white Eagles of North Bullitt. Gain of about 4 on the play brings them 2nd and 6. 2 wide receivers come to the near side. There's 2 running backs in the backfield. Andrew Brown in the shotgun. Here's the snap. Throws here to the near sideline, and this one falls incomplete. Intended for Christian Floyd. I believe that's Keyshawn Catlett in coverage. It is, who broke the play up. That'll bring up 3rd and 6.
No, Floyd got up pretty slow right there. Catlett did an extra job, ran through him and got him right in the ribs while he was reaching out to make that catch.
We haven't seen any punts tonight from either team. With 3:29 here to go, here's a 3rd and 6. North Bullitt trots out a couple wide receivers here to our sideline. One running back in the backfield. Here's the shotgun snap as Brown drops back to pass. Going to be a screen in the middle. This one broken up, though, in the middle of the field by the Rockets' Clayton O'Donohue, who sniffed out the screen. And that's going to bring up fourth and six. And I believe we're going to see, I'm mistaken, this is the second punt of the game for North Bullitt.
I mean, Clayton did an excellent job reading that. It was going to be setting up as a middle screen. All the linemen were running in, and he stayed back just enough where he could elevate and knock that one down.
Now, Donahue, pretty tall guy anyway in the middle of the field. Looks like Shelby County's got some confusion here on special teams. They're going to get a timeout. Coach Shipley's not going to be happy here as he's trotting out, talking to a couple of his guys, and some confusion on who should be on punt return with 3:24 to play. We'll keep it here.
I think we had a starter out taking a break, and the his backup was in the game, stayed in the game, and when the starter came back in on punt return, his backup stayed out there.
While we've got a moment, we want to mention that tonight's game is sponsored by the Kentucky Air National Guard here in Shelbyville. The Rockets wearing the digital camouflage brown uniforms tonight as a tribute to men and women who serve this country and our armed forces. And want to take a moment to just say thank you to you who are out there listening. If you are a member of our armed forces serving for our freedom, we certainly appreciate your sacrifice. 3:24 here as Keon Stone goes back deep to return for Shelby County. Good snap for the punt. Here's an end-over-end kick. It's going to be down at the 47-yard line of Shelby County before taking some backspin back to midfield. They will spot it at the 48 of Shelby County. So good field position here with 3:17 to go. Shelby County with a 20-10 lead late in the first half.
All right, the Rockets have got 3:17 with the ball in excellent field position. It'd be really nice to put some points on the board here and turn around and get the ball first coming out in the second half. We can put this thing away.
Could be a game-changing series for this offense. We're missing a player here in the huddle. You'll see number 57, Jordan Nava. He's not used to playing offense, filling in tonight on the offensive line at right tackle after senior center Hayden Tedford is out. Also, Brandon Osordo out on the offensive line for the Rockets. Here's an inside handoff to Brandon Davis. He'll be wrapped up in the backfield for a sizable loss inside the 43-yard lines where they'll spot him down. Loss of about five on the play.
Rockets coming out there with a little wing T counter, almost looked like, and somebody didn't pull, or North Bullitt sniffed that one out quickly.
It'd be a second and 16 from the 43-yard line. Got Keyshawn Catlett in there. Davis coming in motion to the near sideline. They'll pitch it to him on the sweep, trying to get to the corner. He's going to make a man miss before being pushed out of bounds. And some extracurricular activity, I think, more unintentional there on this sideline, maybe.
I don't know. It looked like there was a push to push him out of bounds, and a push once he was out of bounds.
I think you're right. Gain of about one on the play. They get him out to the 44-yard line. And so what started first and 10 at Shelby County 48 is now third down and 14 from the 44. 2:32 left to go here in the second quarter. Rockets on top, 20-10. Here's the snap back to Drain. He's going to drop back a pass. This is a screen to Davis on the inside. And Davis had to go up in the air to make that catch, but to come down, not able to have his footing underneath. So no gain on the play as it gets back to the 44-yard line. And
North Bullitt's going to call time.
They sure will. First timeout of the game for North Bullitt with 2:20 to go. It's going to be fourth down. The Rockets will be squared away to punt when we return. 20-10, Rockets on top. This is Rockets football from 93.3 WXLN.
Power 93.3 WXLN and WXLNradio.com thanks Perry's Auto Sales for their support. Perry's Auto Sales in Shelbyville has been in business over 20 years and is a quality used car lot specializing in used vehicles with on-the-lot financing available. Perry's Auto Sales is located at 219 Main Street in Shelbyville. Their phone number is 633-0028. Perry's Auto Sales in Shelbyville supports Rockets and Titan Sports. Need a quality used car at a price you can afford? Then stop in at Perry's Auto Sales and have a look around.
Hi, this is pharmacist Jason Underwood from Shelbyville Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart. It's nice to know that there are people who care more than you expect them to. At Shelbyville Pharmacy, our mission is to provide the highest quality care to you, our neighbors and friends. We offer an array of services for the entire family, from medication flavoring for children to easy-to-remember medication packs for seniors. And we will show you that we value your time by filling your prescriptions in minutes, not hours. At Shelbyville Pharmacy, you will receive the personal attention that you deserve from a pharmacist who knows you and your medications. Shelbyville Pharmacy and Health Mart, caring for you and about you. Located in Governor Square.
Shelbyville Pharmacy underwrites WXLN.
Your Rockets and Titans sports station. Power 93.3 WXLN and WXLNradio.com.
Josh Edwards on fourth down. Returned by Nate Johnson from the 22. 10-yard return out to the North Bullitt 32-yard line here with 2:11 left to go in the first half. Shelby County on top 20-10.
You know, Sean, we was talking there before the break. Shelby County took over that possession. Been nice to get down there and score real quickly. Unfortunately, we were three and out and stopped the clock on two to three plays.
And what we described as an opportunity for the Rockets has now, in turn, turned into one for North Bullitt. First and 10 from the 32. A handoff up the middle here for a short gain. Clock running now at 2:02 left. Nate Johnson with the carry for North Bullitt. Gain of about 2 yards out to the little spot between the 33 and 34. We'll call it second and 8. Stay tuned at halftime. We'll talk a little bit about everything going on here in this first half. Also get to a special tribute and talk about what's going on here at Shelby County High School in the athletic department. Some folks they'll recognize tonight as a part of that ceremony. Timeout's been taken on the field. We're going to step away as well. 1:34 left to play in the first half. Shelby County on top. 20-10. We'll be back in just a moment.
Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab is proud to be the leader in physical and orthopedic rehab in Shelby County and surrounding areas for the last 13 years. Whether you've had a sports injury or are suffering from lower back pain, neck pain, muscle or joint pain, arthritis, tendonitis, preparing or recovering from surgery, Max Performance is the choice for you. Come experience the Max Performance difference and let our team of highly trained and caring professionals help you eliminate your pain, restore your function, and return to the activities you enjoy. Max Performance provides a friendly and encouraging environment and specializes in creating individual treatment plans that are specifically designed for each patient based on their needs and desired goals of treatment. Be one of the hundreds of people each month who experience our unique approach to physical therapy, and let us make a positive difference in your life. So no matter what your game, don't get sidelined this season. Let Max Performance help you get back to life, to work, to play. Max Performance is proud to be the choice of the Martha Lane Collins Titans and the Shelby County Rockets for sports medicine services. We excel in our field, so you can in yours. Call to schedule your appointment. 647-0133. Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab underwrites WXLN Radio.
North Florida Eagle offense out of the huddle in the timeout. Fires a deep ball down the far sideline. Pass was intended.
Connor Mallory.
I believe for Connor Mallory, number 88. Good coverage in the secondary for Shelby County. Clock stops with 1:27 left. Third and 8 for North Bullitt from their own 32. Brown in the shotgun. Man comes in motion to the near side. High snap. He's going to pitch it on the sweep to the far side. And a tackle made here at the 40-yard line. Keyshawn Catlett on the tackle for Shelby County. Newton, the ball carrier, number 34. And that's going to bring up fourth down and 2 yards from the 40-yard line. Clock is moving at 1 minute to go here in the first half. Shelby County has a timeout or two in the back pocket. Kind of curious to know why they wouldn't call timeout. Coach Shipley,
you know, we got
a run.
We got the stop that we needed. Don't want to give them an opportunity to try something fancy.
They're going to go for it now. Here on fourth and two.
Now they're going to burn their last.
Now a timeout taken by North Bullitt. Boy, some chess going on here between these two head coaches, Adam Billings and Todd Shipley, and North Bullitt forced to take their third and final timeout of the first half. We'll keep it here with 38.7 seconds left to go. The Rockets defense faces a fourth and two here from the North Bullitt 40-yard line, leading 20-10. You got to think here, Tom, that I want to take a chance of giving Shelby County the ball back on their own side of the field.
They were just shooting for a delay game. They ran up the line, maybe thinking they could get us to jump real quick to get that automatic first down, but they called timeout right as the play clock was hitting zero.
Both teams still at their respective sidelines. The Rockets now have marched back out. And looks like the Rockets kind of assuming that they're going to try and go for it again. Well, you know, I don't see anybody coming on to punt here. I see Andrew Brown coming out. So this is the North Bullitt offense here on 4th and 2 from the 40-yard line. North Bullitt has no timeouts left. Man comes in motion the north side. And they're going to jump offside, or they're going to jump before the snap.
I really think they went out there trying to get us to jump. And somebody in their huddle didn't listen to the count.
Well, this is going to be an illegal procedure penalty against North Bullitt. They'll back it up 5 yards to the 35, and now we will see the punter, Noah Nida, come on to punt it away. Keon Stone, wearing number 22 tonight, trots out from the Rockets' sideline to stand at around his own 29 and wait for
Rockets with 10 guys on the line of scrimmage.
They're going to fake this one. He's going to run it up the near sideline. He's going to be knocked down near the first down marker, out of bounds with 31 seconds. But the punter, Nida, kept it on the fake. Let's see. Did he have enough for the first? He sure does. They got it. Wow. Gutsy call here late in the half, down 10. And now they're going to go to the hurry up. They're going to move the chains. Although he did get out of bounds, now he's got a whistle blown as the play's going to be blown dead now. Shelby County will take a timeout.
Shelby County didn't have the right manpower out there with North Bullitt going hurry up real quick. And Coach Shelby said, let's call timeout. Let's settle down here. Still 31 seconds to play.
North Bullitt doesn't have a timeout with 31 seconds. Trailing by 10. And knowing that the Rockets get the ball back to start the second half, and this is where late in the half, want to get the attention of your guys on the defensive side of the ball. Make sure that you don't give up the big play.
That's exactly right. The Rockets, they'll talk about, we'll probably play a little prevent right here. Play the defensive backs a little deeper in the not get beat with the ball over top of our head.
Shelby County did hold North Bullitt to a field goal, their last scoring drive, 32-yard field goal. So they're going to try it here with 31 seconds to go. Brown drops back a pass. Going to throw it deep over the middle. Caught by Nate Johnson in Rocket territory before being brought down. Block is going to stop briefly while they move the chains. He's tackled at the Rockets' 43. Nate Johnson on the reception. The chains move. They resume the clock with 24 seconds to go. Brown takes the snap, drops back on the throw on the far sideline. Deep ball.
That off.
And that's going to be an interception. Is that Keon Stone? No, that's Brandon Davis with an interception at the 10-yard line for Shelby County, which will stop the threat from the Eagles. There's a flag on the play.
Oh, that's close to roughing the passer back there.
Well, let's wait and see what this is. Dead ball. It's going to be a personal foul against Shelby County. So you wonder if this is going to be an after-the-play-was-over penalty.
It was dead. It was after the play. So Shelby County will be penalized half the distance, but put him back about the 5-yard line, which was 16 seconds. I'm sure the Rockets will be taking a knee right here.
Brandon Davis has had a heck of a first half, a rushing touchdown, a receiving touchdown, and now an interception on the defensive side of the ball. Davis has been a guy who's been banged up a little bit here in the early going of the season. Was injured in the opening game against Garrett County. Tonight, though, playing very, very well for this Rockets ball club. 16.6 seconds on the clock. Drain goes up under center here. Going to take a knee, and with no timeouts for North Bullitt, that should be it, and it will. The Rockets take a 20-10 lead into the half. They'll get it back to start the second half. Thanks for tuning in tonight. This has been Rocket Football on Power 93.3 WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.